Hey, it's great to be back, and it's great to have you back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back, too. Now, a very interesting array of movies at the Star Cinema. Nobody Has to Know, a new release, a drama, a romance, starting today at 1 o'clock. Tell us about this. Sounds really interesting.
Yeah, this looks fantastic on the shorts. It's filmed on the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides of Scotland. And with the recent weather here, very familiar to Bendigonians, probably. It's very evocative looking. It's a great premise for a story. So this is a middle-aged man who suffers a stroke causing some memory loss. And this woman convinces him that they had a secret love affair before his accident. Now, the trailer doesn't tell you where it goes from there, neither does the blurb, but I think it's a great setup for a story, and it's a lot about small communities and, you know, small-town talk and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this should be an interesting one.
That sounds great. I guess going from the sublime to the ridiculous in a way, because, of course, the Elvis Festival is still happening here, the exhibition, and you've got Kid Galahad, 1962. Wow.
Yeah, this is part two of our Friday Nights with Elvis. So we're doing last Friday of the month, a film, obviously one of the back catalogue. And this one is, yeah, Kid Galahad, drama, musical, sport. They're all musicals except for one, which is something we'll talk about one other day perhaps. It's on tonight at 8 p.m. after the Chambers Wine Bar comes to a close. And, yeah, look, I don't know if we need to even talk about the plot line, but basically it's about a guy who's come out of the military service, takes a job as a sparring partner, and then the owner of the gym thinks, oh, this guy might have some potential as a fighter. So that's basically the setup, but, you know, you're going to get the king on the big screen. It's interesting, we got Charles Bronson in it, which I'd forgotten all about, and Ed Asner's movie debut as well, for a bit of trivia there.
Well, I think Elvis might have had more potential as a fighter than he did as an actor, but that's another story altogether.
Couldn't agree more.
We love our documentaries, and Ithaca, a new release, which is starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and it's to do with Julian Assange.
Yeah, so this one very much focuses on the plight of Julian Assange's father to get him out of what he calls something, what I can't repeat on air, but basically it's him discussing with the media and campaigning and so on, with the mission in mind, if you will, to get his son out of prison, and also to hopefully not see the death of journalism, which is what is sort of predicted, if you will, in this piece, if Julian Assange is convicted. So, yeah, it's a bit of a fly on the wall. It's very frank, and if you're interested in this type of topical information and news, then this looks like a really good piece.
All righty. Just quickly, a couple of others. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. This is a new release, obviously, family fantasy type thing.
Yeah, not generally the kind of stuff we do, but we thought we'd give it a crack. It's the third in the series, and there will be more. And it is based on the characters by J.K. Rowling. So if you're into that kind of thing and you just want a bit of escapism, perfect. That starts on Thursday next week.
And Cinetopia, The Godfather, 1972. I love that bit in The Godfather, that great line from Marlon Brando where he goes, it's just brilliant.
I think your Italian accent is absolutely outstanding.
Grazie.
You should definitely take that on the road. Yeah, this is one of the films you have to see before you die, sort of category. If you haven't seen it, then what a great opportunity to see it for the first time on the big screen. If you have seen it, you know you love it. Come and see it on the big screen. It's an event in itself, and it's the 50th anniversary this year.
Yeah, great movie. And The Duke's still showing. And Martin, you have yourself a fabulous week, and we'll talk again next week.
I'll catch you then.